Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them some thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, now on to the next order of business, which should be the Celebrity All-Star Game, but apparently Suk is now a big golf fan because I'm still watching golf up here.
Yeah, we're going to change that real quick here.
Rory just teed off.
Ray Allen is playing in this game.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now, what we need to do here is start making the prediction on which athlete and which celebrity, I guess, like former player,
Dr. Oz,
is going to take this way, way too seriously, a.k.a. the Kevin Hart Award.
Well, they're doing intros right now. Famous Los is on there.
He's a social media influencer.
Yeah.
I don't really know what that means, but.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, the whole social media influencer thing is why the Fyre Festival, why that whole thing happened.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch that documentary, by
the
way? I have
not seen that.
You need to put that in your queue, man.
But I've seen plenty of stories on it. But
oh,
it's on Netflix, right?
It's on Netflix, yes. So they're doing the intros. Oh, there's Dr. Oz. Hey, look at Dr. Oz looks pretty good.
Yeah, well, I think he has to. I think that's kind of the whole point.
Chris Daughtry.
He's like all ripped. I think he's be like a fitness sort of guru.
Okay.
There's a chance that he may take this far too seriously.
Yeah, looks like he's having fun. Still bald.
I don't think that ever changes.
The Celebrity All-Star Game is going on, and it will likely distract us.
Who's that?
Jason Wiener? Jason Weinman?
He's
United States Marine. Hometown hero.
That's
guy.
The hometown hero. They just have like a.
Yeah, they have one on each team.
Okay. Because I was going to say.
They're in Charlotte?
I was going to say he may have a heart attack. He did not look like he is going to be able to get up and down the court, but I guess he's just he's a retired dude.
I don't see a lot of ladies. What's up with that?
Well, I saw there's some WNBA players.
Well, I think they're out there.
And they always take it way too seriously, mainly because my guess is that there's some douchey male celebrity that thinks that he can outplay them. And they have to show him up.
Well, it's a three-day weekend. We will not be here on Monday. Make note of that in your eye, Cal.
Yeah.
But we'll be here on Tuesday. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. And before I get to the academic fraud story, I wanted to throw something out at you.
What do you got?
Because I just saw it. Did you happen to catch what Damian Lillard wrote on Instagram yesterday?
Is this the tattoo thing, or was there something else?
Well, so that's another thing.
Is that real?
Well, it's an ad. He's got you mean is the tattoo real? I can't imagine.
I'm assuming no.
No, I think it isn't. Yes, I think it isn't. Wait, no, it's not one. It's not real. Well, so since you bring it up, Lillard teased through his massive social media presence.
And he's good on there.
He's an influencer.
Yeah.
Right? So what that means is, to get back to your question about influencers, that means somebody could pay him, say, $250,000, and, hey, man, can you promote this? Because people will buy the product instance of the Fyre Festival, people will, like, go buy tickets to it.
Yes. You know? But what I don't understand is, like, when Lillard tweets something, I get it. Like, he's Damian Lillard.
Well, he's more Instagram than Twitter.
Yeah, but what I don't understand is, like, when there's someone who's not famous for anything other than influencing people.
Well, that's because they've built a big following online. It can happen. Like, look at all the YouTube stars. Like, look at you don't know who they are or what they do, but the kids watch their YouTube channel.
People love it.
Or whatever.
So what did Lillard
do? So Lillard then, he on Instagram, he did two things. The first thing is he said, oh, I got a new tat, and I'm gonna reveal it All-Star Weekend.
Yeah.
Well, it was, and he said, he was clear about it. He's like, it is an advertisement. So, I don't know. He didn't seem like the type to do something like this, but clearly he got paid a lot of money to do it, so he
sure
did it. He's got a new tat. I can't imagine it's real, but it's
for Hulu, right?
Yeah. It's a Hulu ad on his forearm.
Yeah.
But there's no way it's real.
No, they made it look like it's real.
Right. They built this presence of like, oh, he's got I can't wait to see his new ink.
Yeah,
it's a freaking ad for Hulu.
Yeah, he's in the tattoo studio. It's
Lillard,
like,
come on, man.
Yeah, that's not.
You're better than that. Now, he made up for it. Here's the thing. He Instagrammed on Twitter yesterday because, you know, he just had a kid.
Yes.
He and his wife. And he said, and he put a picture of the three of them on there, and he said, roses are red, violets are blue. There's no Dame Junior if I didn't do you. That's what he wrote.
If I didn't do you?
How fantastic is that?
Wow.
Yeah. Now he's...
That old
Dame.
What's that?
Slinging that wood.
The Dennis Smith Jr.? What's the...
Yes.
Is that Dumb and Dumber? When I first saw her, I got that old-fashioned feeling like I'd do anything to bone her.
That reminds me, too. I don't know if you guys saw this. It went a little viral yesterday or 2 days ago from Giannis. He and his wife were doing a Periscope. And they asked Giannis, they asked his wife, hey, do you play Fortnite?
I did see that.
And she goes, no, I don't play video games. And he goes, I don't play Fortnite either, but I do foreplay every night.
Yeah.
And she looked at him and went, really?
She's like, really, dude?
Heat it up.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Lillard one's fantastic.
Now,
though.
Oregon Live did a recap of all the Instagram I love you posts from Trailblazers.
Yeah.
And I don't follow any of these guys, so I don't know what any of their ladies look like. But, man, the Blazers have a nice... they have a nice lineup.
Now, the only one that I know of off the top of my head is the Hammer.
Yeah, the Hammer. She is a smoke show.
Because he posts things of her. I follow the Hammer online.
She's kind of become her own social media presence.
I'll tell you what. There's videos of her playing basketball. That gal's got skills. She got a wicked crossover step back. But, yeah, the Hammer's wife in a stunning development. Fantastic. I don't know any of the others, though.
Well, I'll tell you.
Where do I find this?
They weren't all on there. I saw it on Oregon Live. They recapped all of the I love you posts.
Because I don't know about you. I'm a big fan of the WAGs, the wives and girlfriends. I like seeing what people are working with.
So Al Farouq Aminu was on there, and he fascinates me because he was smiling.
Yeah, which
I don't think he's ever done before.
No, he constantly looks in a perpetual state of, well,
yeah,
stone.
But I want to know more about him.
You'd like to get to know the chief.
I want to know what the chief's doing on his spare time. Him and his girl were on there. Harkless girl is on there. Nurkic.
Okay.
He's got kind of, she just looks like an American, just kind of your typical
Instagram model.
Midwest. No, oh. Just like your, she's kind of more of like just your hometown girl type.
I'm trying to see this. I want to do a power ranking.
And then you've got Myers. Who else was on there? Yeah, Lillard's wife. And then, God, who? Oh, Layman. Layman's is interesting.
He married or just girlfriend?
I don't think he's married. And it was just, he just put a picture of her, not him with her.
Yeah.
But she's pretty. And what you would think in terms of, I don't know if that's fair, but you know what I mean? Like, you'll see Layman's and you'll go, oh, interesting.
I understand where you're coming with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about this before where you build up a certain expectation, then it's just, it's like the high school sweetheart or something, and you're like, oh, well, all right.
So anyway, they're all hot. I mean, they're all NBA players.
Yeah.
And they've got a bunch of money. Of course they're hot.
Oh, yeah. See right here, Chief, smiling there.
Yeah, they're showing their grills. Yeah, they look like a fun couple.
I think Leonard wins. And, Jake Layman. Yeah, that's, hold on, just...
Jake Layman's wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you like her because she's Asian.
Yeah, I'm going to give a...
You like the Asians.
I'm going to give one of those right there to Jake Layman.
All right. Well, we got to get back on track here.
Mo Harkless, too.
We are sidetracked.
I am sidetracked right now. I'm going power rankings. I may go... Be careful. I may go Jake Layman 1. I'm still going to go the
Layman
Hammer.
1?
I may go Layman 1.
That's wrong.
And then Myers Leonard 2 and Mo Harkless 3? Gold, silver, bronze?
Leonard 1, Harkless 2. That's tough. Leonard 1, Harkless 2.
Bronze to be determined.
Yes. Okay, we got to go. God dang it. Academic fraud talk next on The Fan.
Ahoy!
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, the time is 4:22. The Celebrity All-Star Game is on, but it hasn't really derailed us like it has in years past. It
hasn't started yet.
Although I will say that we are derailed for entirely different set of reasons.
Yeah, we got derailed by the Valentine's
Day. And I got to be honest with you, I don't really feel like doing much of anything we planned on.
No.
I just don't feel... I mean, I got a story on academic fraud here. It's like,
you're just saying it's a Friday.
Weekend.
Just let it happen, right?
Yeah. Let's let the game come to us.
Not trying to force anything, right? We're just going to stand in the corner, wait for the ball, shoot the jumper.
Now, here's the text. Better You Today. Text line 55305. This guy says, hello, you guys are rating women. You guys are pigs. Hey, where can I see the photos?
By the way, every one of them is beautiful, for heaven's sakes.
Oh, they're gorge.
Yes.
Evan Turner is on there, but he's solo. He slangs that wood. I don't think he...
He's just fist bumping one of the ushers.
Yeah.
And he says, send love to everybody.
Yeah, that's what he said, which I love that. I love that message.
Yeah, they're all beautiful. I think CJ's wife's like a big attorney, too.
Oh, that's right. He was on there, too. Yeah.
Yeah, his wife, I think she's like a, like I said, like a high-powered attorney. I've seen him post stuff on there.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys are always posting things about the significant other.
Oh, well, I never see their...
That's power couple stuff right there.
I never see their posts because I don't follow any of them.
I follow Lillard. I follow...
Maybe I should.
Yeah, there's a handful.
Should I follow these guys?
Some of them are pretty good. I think Lillard on Twitter and Instagram is pretty good. The Hammer is pretty funny. Nurk is a good follow. Nurk's
also in this compilation
well. Yeah, that's why I said his girl looks like a just your kind of a little just a Americana Midwest girl.
Midwest princess.
And she may be from Australia, I don't know, but she looks that's what she looks like. Anyway. All right.
We all have our preferences, you know.
Hey, Dr. Oz is starting. How about that?
That's a bit of an upset. Who's famous Los?
That was the guy they were talking about.
That's the
social media influencer.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah, not a rapper.
Quavo is the rapper.
Hey, what's with this stupid virtual jersey? Did you see that thing today?
Yeah, it's the jersey of the future. It's only going to cost you like $8 gajillion.
Can I go ahead and say that that's dumb?
Well.
Am I allowed to say that?
You're allowed to say it. In theory, though.
It's dumb. Oh, my God. Who's that?
There's a little
man.
There's a little fella out there.
Fantastic.
And they have him doing the jump ball, which...
He stole it.
Yeah, he's
going off. Layup, little guy.
No.
That's air balls. Whoa.
And what was this? We haven't been derailed by the Celebrity All-Star Game?
Oh, my God.
Oh, we have.
Dude, they've got a... I can't take my eyes off of him.
And I think
he's D'ing it up.
I think Jay Williams was trying to back him down.
Yeah, somebody should post his ass up.
You know what? They really... There's
Come
a
on,
Ruffles,
Dr. Oz.
Is there a Ruffles four-point line?
Look at Oz. He dyes his hair.
Well, of course he does. And he's got that awkward white guy run where like his arms are locked in the 90 degree angles. Like he's the Tin Man. It's
he's
like,
also got the great shoulder hair going on.
Yeah, he's going with the... I can't judge him for that.
No, but I got to tell you this. If you know you're going to be on national TV wearing that, don't you get Mrs. Oz to take the manscaper there and give you a little shoulder trim?
Ray Allen just hit the four-point shot.
T-shirt, you know.
Well, yeah, like, who's this? Someone's going long sleeve T-shirt.
By the way, they're already tired.
Yes.
They're 2 minutes in, and they're all dragging ass. A frantic pace.
Well, that's the downside to the full. If you ever played, like, if you haven't played in a while, then all of a sudden you go out full court. And you're
hell yeah.
And there's always that one guy that's like, no, man, let's run full court. Let's run full court.
No, let's not.
Full court equals one of two things. Either someone having a heart attack, or the game just devolves into two guys that are in shape. And they just go one-on-one while everyone else cherry picks on the other end.
I don't really get that jersey thing. So if you didn't see it, you know, at the All-Star Weekend, what's his nuts? Adam Silver comes out and he's like, look at this. It's the jersey of the future. And it's a jersey of Steph Curry. And then he messes around on his phone, on the app on his phone.
And then it makes the beep, beep, boop, 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 boop noise. The noise of the future. Could you go ahead and cut that mic? I feel like we need Rob doing the robot of the future.
And it changes to a Michael Jordan jersey.
Yes.
Even though it's the same jersey, it just changes the name and the number.
Yeah.
What am I missing about this?
So I think the thing is now, and supposedly, I don't know how this works, but you could buy like a Blazer jersey. And let's say you love
So I physically can buy this jersey.
Well, not yet, but
with my phone, I can change the name on the back.
Yeah, so like you love Damian Lillard, and then he does something that pisses you off, and you're like, no, it's not a Damian Lillard jersey anymore. It's a Jake Layman jersey.
Bro.
And then Layman decides to suck, and then it's a Hammer jersey.
But you can't change the team or the colors. It's the jersey that stays the same, just the name and the number.
The name and the number.
So you can't do it. See, I thought it was for like your typical NBA fan where like LeBron's team's playing Durant's team, and depending on who's winning, you can change it.
No,
it's
that,
like the Warriors. And
no, that would be pretty kick-ass.
All the bandwagon Laker fans.
I did see once years ago, I was at a Laker game, and there was a guy rolling in with a Kobe jersey, and he was sitting like maybe 2-3 rows in front of us. And, you know, this was the house of horror for the Lakers here. And like it never went well for them. And the Lakers took a pretty good beat down, and it was over, you know, middle of the fourth quarter.
The way Ray Allen's filling it up.
He's taking it seriously. Jesus Shuttlesworth. And I swear to God, the guy got up and left. And when he came back, the Laker jersey was gone, replaced with Blazer jersey.
Jeez.
And I was like, oh, my goodness. And it wasn't like one that he had. He went and bought a Blazer jersey at the game and put that thing on. And I just thought to myself, bravo, Laker fan, bravo.
Jersey of the Future is a fantastic idea because your favorite player sooner or later is going to get traded or cut, and you can change it to your new favorite player who hasn't left.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
My question is how much is this thing going to cost? Because you know good and damn well that Nike, whoever is in charge of those things, isn't going to be sacrificing dough.
Yeah, and what if, like this guy says, what if you write something derogatory on the back?
Oh.
Like it's
probably, you can.
It's only set to certain
names.
Yeah,
you're probably not going to be able to go to like Ass Man or like Ron Mexico. You can't do that.
So then they charge you by the number that you want or the name. Like Layman costs $20, but Lillard costs $70.
Wouldn't that be interesting? Because jerseys are just one price, right? Whether you buy a Lillard jersey or a Layman jersey. But
what does it cost for an NBA jersey?
An authentic one?
I don't know. Like if I go to the game and I just, I'm like,
if you want the real one, I think you're looking at about $180. I think if you want they call him the swing man.
Look at Oz. Shoot. Oh, unselfish. Look at that.
What was that?
Dude,
that he just attempted.
You know what that, was?
Wow, boy,
that was John Stockton is what that was.
His shoulder hair. I don't know what is more fascinating right now. The little guy, or Dr. Oz's shoulder hair.
Dude, Team Oz is kicking their ass.
I'm just amazed. The Swingman, which is like the replica, it's not stitched. It's not quite as nice. It's not like the ones they wear on the court. I think that's about 100, 110.
Just for a fake one?
Yeah.
Man, that's a ripoff.
Jerseys are expensive.
All right, coming up next.
110 for the, whatever you call it, the fake jersey. I guess that's not a...
I'll buy a hat.
How about a t-shirt?
All right. Coming up next, it is time for In the News. We have golf assault, brother.
Ooh, we do.
Yes. You ever been on a golf course and somebody gets pissed?
I've seen two guys swing golf clubs at each other, and thank heavens neither one of them connected.
Sword fight.
Yeah, but not with... But swinging the club end.
All right. So that's next. First, Mike with SportsCenter.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Now, this is normally where we would do In the News, but we've lost our noted newsman.
I saw him scuttle out of the room the break started.
What is a scuttle?
It was, I was trying to be kind. He had the walk.
Ah.
He had the, I think I have to go to the bathroom walk.
I see.
Where he was very quickly and just kind of like slow, small steps just leaving the room.
Do you believe that there was a clench? The things were clenched?
Yes, there was a clench.
Oh.
If I can borrow a soup drop, let me find it real quick.
Yeah, see what you got there.
Searching. Oh, there it is.
Everything's working to keep the sphincter nice and tight. Look, we've all been there before. Yeah, you have to do it.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, there's...
Although usually he sends us a warning text.
Yeah, well, he didn't say anything when he left. Yeah, normally...
I went and got a snack. He was not at the Avanti Market, so...
Huh.
Well, I'm going to assume he is in the bathroom.
Okay, we'll go with that.
That's my assumption. Would you like to start In the News without him?
Well, no, because I'm not your noted newsman.
Like it would be weird if you did it's February 15th and it's time for In the News.
Yeah, and then do we just go into like a holding pattern while we wait for him?
I don't know.
No one really knows what to do. Like, this is, we're completely flummoxed here. Normally we could just do the segment, but we can't because he's got the news.
I know.
I don't have the news.
No, he's the one who has the news.
No.
And normally he's back in the studio at this point. It's been a couple of minutes.
Yeah, we can talk.
There's the text. We can. The text just came in now. What did just it
say?
To me.
What did it say?
Well, I can't read it on the air.
Can you paraphrase it on the air?
In the esser is what he said.
This is borderline. This may be the longest that he has missed a segment for. I mean, we're going on a solid minute. Normally he can blow it by 15, 20 seconds.
Yeah. And my door opened and I was like, why are you coming into this room, Rob? No, it's Will laughing at what's going on.
That Rob has gone AWOL.
Yeah.
We don't know what happened to him. I can confirm, by the way, we were talking about jerseys. We'll get in some hot jersey talk while we wait for Rob to come back. It is amazing. Like the authentic NBA jerseys are between $200 and $250, and the replicas are like $100.
That's outrageous. Well, because that's more than NFL jerseys, and you would think NFL jerseys would cost more.
Hockey jerseys cost a lot too. Like authentic hockey jersey is, I want to say, close to $300 for like the real.
Are you sure?
On ice product, yeah.
Because I got a nameplated Devils one back in the day. I think it was for $100.
No, then that's the fake ones. Like if you want but you got to know that there's some people that want their jersey that if they get called out onto the ice or onto the court, they're ready to go. They will accept nothing but the very best authentic jersey that money can buy.
I was so right about the Rop scuttle, wasn't I?
Yeah. Hey guys,
you scuttled away.
Short
did you,
break?
Did you listen in the in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Well, normally it'd be
fine.
Why
can't you guys just cover for me?
Because
you make it sound so bad that I have to. Then I'm like, oh God, I got to get in there. These guys are flailing. It's like, just do something.
We weren't. We were doing something.
Just,
we were
like,
discussing how you
sports.
Walked out of the room in a funny fashion.
It's not sports, Rob.
I know, but I knew I was coming back.
Do you? And which is why I couldn't just start in with sports.
Just, next
it's
time
in the news
cover for me.
You're the normally I
God.
Would but not this.
I had you
I
know
am
what I had.
Not your noted newsman.
No, just do something and then I'll do the news. It's not hard. Listen, here's the thing.
That's what we were doing.
I owe you an apology.
You're very angry right now.
Yeah, because I listened to the show's terrible without me.
Clearly.
I just figured that out.
Yeah.
I had coffee smokehouse peanuts or no, yeah, or smokehouse almonds. And cheese right before the show. And that is a regrettable decision.
That is a lot.
I can report to you that was regrettable.
That's a lot. That's
yeah, I shouldn't have done that.
And it came on quickly.
It is February 15th, 2019.
15.
No, 2019.
Oh, I thought it was.
Please try. God, this is the worst show we've ever done.
I don't think you said February 15th.
I did.
Did he?
Let's
he
go
did.
To the
he said
tape.
February 15th, 2015.
I thought it was 2015.
I did not hear the 15 part.
2019, time for the news. It is National Hippo Day. It is also National I Want Butterscotch Day, which...
You already had your butterscotch.
I certainly did. I just deposited my butterscotch. But butterscotch is not a good... butterscotch is not good to me.
Really?
Are you a butterscotch guy? That's
not
a flavor that I'm out on.
I'm not anti-butterscotch, but why would I get butterscotch when I can get a delicious caramel or caramel, if you will?
Totally.
But, you know, every now and then you get, like, those butterscotch candies, like those bastard just... I don't even know what that color is. I think it's butterscotch colored. And those can be kind of refreshing. It's a little mix-up from your regular everyday mint.
Hey, we had Golf Assault on... this is out at Rose City Golf Course,
mm-hmm.
which is over...
Rose
City area.
Yeah, it's just a muni, right?
City course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two drunken men who attacked a pair of fellow golfers with their clubs have now both been sentenced to jail terms of between 30 and 45 days.
Why did they go after... So they were together and
let's
then
read on.
They teamed up? See, I would have liked to have read this story, but I didn't have it.
The victims of Matthew Leo and Jacob Ryan Self suffered welts and lacerations from the beatings, but also broken fingers from holding down their attackers until police could arrive. How about that?
Really? Seems a bit excessive.
The assault took place on May 5th, 2018, so it was some time ago. Leo and Self had been golfing in the wrong direction on the course when they crossed paths with Henning and Roland Larson, I'm going to assume that's a father-son team.
Okay.
Who were playing in the proper direction, the Larsons spoke to the wrong way golfers about their interference on the course. A short while later, the groups crossed paths again. That's when Leo and Sal suddenly whacked the Larsons with their clubs. Leo was the first to swing his club at the head of Roland Larson, prompting Roland Larson to lift his forearms up just in time to protect his head. The force of the swing broke off the head of Leo's club.
Yeah, so he was swinging, you know, he was holding like he would a golf club, because that, he can kill someone that way. Take a 5-iron to the dome.
Dude.
That's Tiger Woods.
Self followed by striking Henning Larson's back with his club. The force bent the club. God bless America. Leo and Self are friends. They are 37 years old. They were heavily intoxicated.
What?
The Larsons are, yes, father and son. Roland is 24. Henning is in his mid-50s.
Can I tell you that I've got a real good idea of what the two assailants here look like?
Yeah.
And I'm guessing Gene.
Well, their mugshots are on here, and it's, yeah.
Gene shorts, I'm guessing, are involved.
Oh, probably. I mean, yeah. It looks like it.
Yeah. Right out of central casting.
And with the help of a third man, the Larsons were able to restrain Leo and Self until police arrived. That's crazy, man. So those guys.
So they were playing the wrong way on a golf course, yeah. And then they just started swinging their clubs.
Yeah. Well, the Hennings weren't having it. Or, no. I mean, the Larsons weren't having it.
I will tell you that, look. I gotta be careful with this. Let's just say that when you go to the Munis, sometimes you see things that maybe you don't see on a little nicer courses. How about that?
Well, yeah, I would like to say that could happen anywhere, but it really
doesn't.
Doesn't.
It happens.
Yeah. But I like Rose City Golf Course.
Yeah.
Golf course.
Yeah, they're not. That doesn't mean those courses are bad. Unfortunately, if you golf at one of them, you will notice a stark difference in the people that you are playing with than if you were to golf somewhere else.
I had that in Kansas City once, Swope Park.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was not pretty. Like, I was scared. Like, this dude was not having. And I think it was like, I don't know. I think it was I hit a shot that approached the green. They were still on the green. I don't know. It was like a hill and I couldn't see him or whatever. But anyway, this guy came charging at me.
You got a little upset.
And I thought it was,
it's go time.
Big dude, too, but he ended up backing off. Okay, what one Oregon rancher is doing to take the fight to the wolves? Coming up next on In the News on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, order has been restored, at least for a moment. It is 4:47. We've got the Hot 5 at 5 coming up. Colin Kaepernick in the NFL settled. That'll be later. And what is the most popular or common Blazers jersey? That's something that we were talking about before I had to, excuse myself.
You had to have a moment.
But what is the most common Blazers jersey? Is it Sabonis, you think? We'll get into that.
How about grown men not wearing basketball jerseys?
Well, there's that.
Can we talk about that?
Ted Birdseye is in Southern Oregon. That's his name.
Ted Birdseye?
Yeah. How badass is that? He is a rancher.
Wow, Ted Birdseye is a rancher? That's fantastic.
Can't you picture Ted Birdseye?
That's like when Trent Steelman played middle linebacker for Army. Like, there was a linebacker at West Point named Trent Steelman that went on and was like a freaking Army Ranger. Some names just fit.
So Ted Birdseye is out in Butte Falls, and he has a 276-acre ranch down there, and he has had enough. Apparently, he bought the property about 5 years ago, and he has 200 head of cattle, and he makes money off of them. Now, he's right in the heart of the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest.
Boy, I'm looking at a photo right now of Ted. And he's everything you'd want him to be, including wearing a purple, what appears to be either a hanky or possibly an ascot around his neck.
So that is also the area where there is a famous pack of wolves that they're tracking down there. They
like
call them.
It's like a reality show. It's like the Kardashians of the wolves.
Yeah, they're filmed and everything. It's like the rogue pack. Anyway, he is doing, so they come in and they yank the the calves, you know.
Yeah.
The calves are in danger. The wolves want to eat the calf.
I think that's the way nature works.
Right. So he's pissed off about it because he can't, you know, he can't shoot the wolves.
Yeah, that's illegal.
That is illegal. So he came up with a new plan, and he has put out, and he says it works for a while, but ultimately wolves are smart, and they'll end up figuring out that it's not a you know,
a real person or whatever thing. It is they're doing.
Well, you know when you go to the car lot and they've got the big, tall, wavy, like Gumby thing?
Oh, yeah, the dancing things.
Yeah, he put one of those out there, and he says it works. The wolves are like, what the hell is that?
The wolves can't handle their dance moves.
Yeah.
Sweet D's out there shaking it.
And he says he's aware of how silly it looks, and it sounds ridiculous and humorous, but I've got all these dancing men out there, he says. It's a temporary fix, but it works.
Well, I got an idea for him. It's really quite a simple one, too. Why didn't the idiot just build a wall?
I see what you did there.
No one can get over it, so why not just build it? Problem solved. Boom. No more wolves.
I'm not touching that.
Seems like a reasonable solution to me.
Well,
build
anyway.
The wall, the wolves can't come.
Well, he cannot use non-lethal measures. It's not allowed, Ted.
You know what's a non-lethal measure?
Wool.
A wall.
All right. Technically, you're correct.
Yeah. Yes, I am. Would you like to comment?
No.
No to newsman?
I'm not allowed to. I have been muzzled by the Trumpies. I've been pulled into meetings.
I didn't know what you were. I was just talking about the wolves.
The Trumpies are so sensitive
about wolves.
I can no longer say anything bad about him.
Who's saying anything? I'm just talking about wolves.
Because they get so butthurt.
I'm just talking about walls and wolves. That's all. Walls and wolves.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Who needs a fence when I can build a wall? A giant, you know who's going to pay for that wall? The wolves.
You think he declared a forest state of emergency?
Who?
Ted Birdeye here.
Birdseye.
He looks fantastic. Like, I wanted Ted Birdseye to look.
Wait, yeah, what do I Google here? He's not in the story. The story that I'm reading, he's not pictured.
The one I saw was the Capitol Press, and he looks fantastic. I couldn't be any happier with what Ted Birdseye has going on. he's wearing like a matching like set of like dungarees and like a duster.
Yeah, there
and,
he is.
And then he's got like a purple hanky tied in an ascot fashion.
You are damn right.
I love everything that Ted Birdseye has going on, and he's doing the Captain Morgan's leg up, just to let the wolves know that he means business. He's got the knee high power position.
All right, one last story here for February 15th in the news. Let's go to Springfield, where a female teacher has been sentenced for a relationship with a 17-year-old male student. So we do have this scenario again.
Seems to be happening quite a bit.
Yeah, now this one, okay, so she's a former Springfield Christian school teacher. She's been sentenced to less than 2 years in prison.
Okay, hold, before any of this goes, could you give me her name because I need to work a Google?
Andrea Baber.
Continue.
So she's been convicted, and she's been convicted of having sex with a student. Now, they were in a relationship now, but, you know, he was underage, obviously.
Yeah.
So she's 30, and she was given concurrent sentences, meaning that they will be served at the same time of 180 days?
How many is that?
Of 180 days for each of the delinquency charges, and 20 months, 13 months, and 180 days, respectively, on each of the rape charges. She's being charged with rape.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, statutory rape.
Yeah. So she has to register as a sex offender. And through the deal, 20 additional charges, including sodomy. I'm going to have some questions on that. And providing marijuana to a minor. Those were dismissed. So she's basically cut a deal.
Okay. So how much time is she actually going to spend in prison?
Well, like I said, 2 years. Less than 2 years.
Yeah.
And
that seems to be about the going rate.
Now, here's the thing, though. The kid, from what I gather, it's a little unclear in the story. The kid had no problem with it. The kid was obviously, though he's underage, and it is illegal. No one's saying it isn't. It's just that, they were in a relationship. It was the victim's father who reported this to authorities.
Well, normally you would think it would be the mom that would be all over that.
No, she was down with it.
The mom was cool. Mom's like, high five. we talked about this. It seems to be happening more and more, and I don't really know why. that is. And, well, I got to be careful here because I don't really see like this as any sort of like a major criminal thing. Like the world,
but it is.
The world is not served by her spending time in prison. But at the same time, is it that hard? I looked at her. She's not. She looks like a normal.
Is it that hard to keep your hands off the kids?
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Like, I understand that you may think it's a dumb rule, but clearly it's a rule. And is it that hard? Are you that? Like, you just can't have any other person? You're a semi-attractive female. You can get it whenever you want it. And yet, 15? Like, that's the one? You're like, you know what? I'm going to risk risking everything.
17.
Oh, 17.
But they were in a relationship since he was 15.
See, you can't wait a year? You can't wait 6 months?
Love is love, Jace.
I guess.
I don't know. What would you do? Okay, so I guess this guy caught... Oh, wait. Hold on. Time's out. We might have a twist in the story here.
Oh, boy.
During the investigation, authorities discovered that Baber's husband recently made a report to the Child Protective Services. Okay, so it was her husband. I thought it was the kid's dad.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can see where her husband might be a bit upset.
So her husband is the one that caught them in their house, partially unclothed. Mm. But it was the kid's dad who alerted the authorities. Now, let's paint this scenario. Let's say you have the teenage boy.
Yeah.
And you come home, and he is with his teacher in your house. Yeah. What do you do? Do you handle that, or do you call the cops?
I probably wouldn't call the cops.
Yeah, you handle it.
I'd handle it.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah. You know, I get it.
I'd be like, listen.
I get it. Look, we're going to end this, but
this ain't happening again, but here's the thing.
But no one needs...
You're a lady in a lot of trouble.
Yes.
I hope you know that. You're lucky, though. I'm not calling the cops.
Yes. That would be one of those. Leave my son alone, right? And we call this good, and we don't have to go to the authorities. And then I talk to my son, and I say, first off...
Nice work. Oh, wait. Horrible decisions.
Yeah, like, let's find someone more your age. Not okay. Not going to freak out on you here, but let's just move on.
Now, people are going to have a problem with this because they're going to say, well, if the sexes were reversed...
Yeah.
We're calling the cops, right? I mean, if it's your daughter, and you have two teenage you have a teenage boy too. So if it's your daughter and it's the teacher, you might even be going and grabbing your revolver.
It's interesting. I know it's like the most hypocritical thing we talk about, but I do think that there's a difference. In some cases, that may not be the case, and you may have a daughter that is very mature. Honestly, I think it's maybe a case-by-case sort of thing, but...
Yeah, there's a lot of context.
There's a lot of context there. And you know what? There's part of me that may call the cops either way simply because it's like, really, you can't keep your hands to yourself. And I also think it's the difference whether you're dealing with 14 or if you're dealing with 17.
Big difference.
Like, my daughter's 13,
yeah.
Right? If my son was 13 and my daughter was 13, yeah, we're getting the cops called.
For sure.
If they're because my son's 17. If my daughter was 17, I don't know if that's an instant freak out, grab the gun, go to the cops. I mean, it's a fine line, man. Yeah, at some point, my kids are old enough to make their own decisions.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is in the news, albeit rough, for February 15th, 2000, from what I'm told, 19. Coming up next, the Hot 5 at 5, we have Colin Kaepernick news and a big move in the NBA. Next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.